The Ghana Journalists Association has asked the Shinto Regional President Lester Olbukasen to step aside as president. Mr. Olbukasen was defeated in the NPP parliamentary primaries in the Bilsan North constituency. For more on this story, we are joined by the president of the GJA, Roland Afemoni. Mr. Moni, you're welcome.
Thank you, Honorable Ibrahim.
Right. Mr. Moni, can you confirm to us if Mr. Olbukasen has been asked to step aside?
This is a simple issue. I believe it's both constitutional and ethical aberration on the part of Lithuania to join the bandwagon of politics and at the same time hold his position. We've been in talks with him, and he's aware of the implications of going full-time politics. And when the very moment he decided to file his nomination, I believe he forfeited his right to be the chair of the Ashanti Regional GJA. We've been discussing with him. Regional executives are fully aware. And so this is an issue, I believe, which can be settled, and indeed has been settled with alacrity and with simplicity.
Right. Mr. Mundibet, Mr. Olbukasen, as a senior member of the association, I'm sure, must have been aware of the implications of his action. So why did you have to force him out?
I think there was a communication gap between Listowel and the Ashanti Regional Branch, as well as Listowel and headquarters. But in the heat of his campaign, we lost touch with him. But on one occasion, I got him, and I drew his attention. And he indicated that he had sorted out the issue with his executive members. So I thought sleeping dogs were lying until our attention was drawn to the fact that he had not formally written to the executive to forfeit his chairmanship. So the headquarters was compelled to step in, and we did what was right by asking him to, by asking his vice, Mrs. Kankam, to act as the chairperson of the Ashanti Regional Branch until fresh elections are held in that region.
And how did Mr. Olbukasen take that? Did he take that in without any recommendation?
I've been talking to him, and as I said, he was fully aware of the implications of going to full-time politics. And DJ is a non-partisan association, and there's no way we should tarnish Ben's image by dabbling into politics, but at the same time trying to perform our watchdog role as mandated by the